Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Zach Jones riding solo this week. Derek Kramer having a nice week off. Well-deserved. Thanks for jumping in. Thanks for joining me today. It's a much more positive tone than I was somewhat worried about it around halftime on Sunday that I thought we'd have this week. I was very, very nervous for the Bills. I kind of am 24/7 with this team at this point. Always very, very nervous for how they've been this year. They will win the games they kind of need to. Baltimore, Kansas City, Tampa Bay this past weekend. And boy, will they lose the games that you just think they should just walk all over an opponent. Atlanta now, and Miami from 2 weeks ago. They are a curious case. But to be perfectly honest, they fit the entire AFC. So I've just hit a point now, we're going to ride this out. We're going to ride this baby out and see what happens. We'll see if the Bills can deal with a bad run defense. And we'll see if they can deal with the fact that, is Tyrell Shavers going to be the guy that wakes up the passing game? Maybe. But boy, was Sunday fun. If you're a neutral fan, you had a lot of fun watching Tampa Buffalo. 44-32. A lot of big plays. You had, you know, no-name guys having awesome performances. Sean Tucker for Tampa. Tyrell Shavers having, as I just mentioned, you know, big day for him, a touchdown. Josh Allen puts up six and throws two picks too, so if you're feeling nostalgic, you got everything there. What a game. What a game. But now they're on a short week. They've got two straight road games at Houston on Thursday and then at Pittsburgh Sunday, November 30th. These are two games they should win. These are absolutely two games the Bills should win. Houston is likely going to go with Davis Mills as their quarterback for the third straight game. C.J. Stroud was not cleared from concussion protocol as of yesterday. We'll see if anything changes today, but today is the deadline to be ready for Thursday. And then Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers has a break in his wrist. We'll see if he even plays in 2 weeks. We'll see if he plays this week. And even then, they should probably handle this team. Pittsburgh is not very threatening to me at all. But boy, we will see. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on, give your thoughts on the Bills. If the run defense is going to be ultimately the undoing for this team. Because Sunday gave me some positives. It absolutely did. Even on defense, Dory Williams had maybe his best game as a Bill, playing in sort of the Michael Hoyt role. We'll see if that continues, but he looked very good. Cole Bishop continues his ascension. You never heard Max Harrison's name, and you barely saw him, and yet he played half the snaps at corner. That's a great sign. And Deion Walker continues to look very, very good. It's the young guys really showing up for them. It's more of the veterans. It's the older statesmen that are having a really, really tough time as of late, namely Matt Milano, who, man, it's hard to watch Milano, mainly because of the history he's had with the Bills, being so good for them for so long, really one of the key players for them during those early runs. He ascends to an all-pro level. He's one of the best off-ball linebackers in the sport. And it was a smash success for the Bills when they got him. And then he gets hurt. And he gets hurt again. And now you're kind of seeing a guy that it seems like it's a step too slow. Comes maybe at the perfect time for the Bills in terms of the contract, which is a shame to bring up. They can get out of it after this year. But it is what it is. They move on, but they're going to need to address linebacker and probably wide receiver. But it was a fun game on Sunday. Hart was probably in your throat a lot of it, but it was a fun game. And now they move on to a Houston team that, as I mentioned, they should beat. They should absolutely beat this Houston team, even on the road. But boy, does it feel like the Bills struggle against the Texans in Houston. It really feels like they are constantly having an issue against them in Houston. And it doesn't really help that there's a lot of injuries for the Bills. I mean, at a certain point, yesterday's injury report, albeit, you know, due to a walkthrough, it felt like it would have been just easier to say who was practicing. A lot of limited, but man, it was like, oh my goodness, what are we doing here? But it's Davis Mills, and you should be able to beat them. My only issue, and I kind of want to put my flag in this now, is I don't expect the same offense that we saw on Sunday. I just don't. And to be fair, if they try that, it might end poorly for them. The only reason Houston is a viable team right now is because their defense is incredible. Their offense is not great. They're averaging 22 points per game, ranked 21st in the league. But points allowed per game, they're first, 16.3. Passing yards allowed per game, 171, they're third. Rushing yards per game, 87, they're third. They are one of the best defenses in the sport. Derek Stingley, one of the best corners. Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter, are two of the best edge rushers in the NFL. They get after you, and it allows them, for right now, to have a less than stellar offense. Hell, look at Denver against Kansas City this weekend. I know many of us were watching that game, especially after the Bills do take down Tampa Bay. There's that feeling that the season sort of turns around, and here we go. But watching that game, I didn't leave going, man, Bo Nix is a problem. He made some good throws, no doubt. Most of them to Troy Franklin that were, you know, clutch throws. He's very good in the fourth quarter. It's the defense, though, that I was sitting there going, that's a problem. They get after people. They've got a corner with two sacks. Nick Benito, if it weren't for Myles Garrett, would be the storyline for defensive linemen this year. They are an incredible unit. But Bo Nix is better than C.J. Stroud or Davis Mills this year. And Stroud for quite a while now. But if it's Davis Mills, you got to get this game. You have to win this. Start stacking wins. I don't care that it's in Houston. I don't really care that it's on a short week. You got to start stacking these wins. Keep up with New England. That's the positive of this, at least. You win on Thursday, you go into Sunday, you're a game back in New England. They drop that game against Cincinnati, albeit without Jamar Chase as he gets suspended a game due to spitting on Jalen Ramsey, which, incredible, great job. You're right back in it. You are right back in it. And that might become more important because, as I brought up to start today, is the run defense going to ultimately be the undoing for this Bills team? It can be, depending on who they play in the playoffs. They're going to get there. They're like 92%, I think, on ESPN to make the playoffs. Bills are going to get there. But if their wild card matchup is Baltimore in Baltimore, which is what it's trending towards, if they surpass Pittsburgh and they get the 4 seed and Buffalo's the 5, there you go. There's your wild card matchup. And if that is the case, it's the last team I want to play. It's the last team I want to play. Because at least with Indy, which would obviously be later in the playoffs, they're fighting for the 1 seed, I have Daniel Jones at quarterback. And I have a belief there that it's Daniel Jones. Look what happened with Sam Darnold last year. I mean, we're seeing it earlier now with Jones. But with Darnold last year, He was exceptional for 90% of the year, one of the best quarterbacks, and the last 3 weeks falls apart. And in the playoffs against the Rams is a disaster. And maybe even cost him his job in Minnesota, which Vikings probably want to do back. They want to run that back because McCarthy's been a disaster. But that probably ends his career in Minnesota. If they play Baltimore in that wild card round on the road, I am not feeling great about that. So they've got to start stacking these wins. They've got to catch New England. It is a hard road. And maybe they don't even have to play them. Maybe Baltimore starts to drop games because they didn't look particularly impressive against a bad Cleveland team. Lamar throws two picks. And if Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel could do anything on offense, they probably lose that game. But the Bills' defense is not Cleveland's defense. It's not. They've got a few nice ascending players, but not many stars. And specifically in run defense, they are abysmal. Anytime Tampa dropped back to pass on Sunday, I thought it was a bad move. Anytime they did it. In my head, I'm going, I'd have just ran it. Almost every fourth down, I would have ran it, and I would have just gone for it. The Bills could not set the edge. They were having a horrific time against, ultimately, the third-string running back for Tampa. Could you imagine if Bucky Irving was in that game? We might be having a far different conversation. They do have some ascending players, though, on defense. But they are 31st in the league in rush defense. They're giving up, on average, 153 yards per game. And with Baltimore, that plays right into what they want to do. The Bills, the rest of the year, should attempt to play with a lead every single time. I'm not saying that they should, if they win the coin toss, accept the kickoff and get on offense first. I like the idea of double dipping. But they should be as aggressive as humanly possible. Because if you can put a team in any sort of uncomfortability, you should. Get them out of any sort of groove, you should. It's where they're able to beat a team like the Lions last year. This run defense has been a problem going on now 2, even 3 years. But that's how they're able to beat the Lions last year. They got them super uncomfortable early, and they got away from the run game. They got on them early. The first few drives, 2, 3 drives, might be the most important drives of the game for the Bills and how they want to play and how the rest of the game is going to go. And ultimately, it worked out well for them against Tampa, but the game didn't start well. The defense did come up with some crucial stops, not giving up a touchdown after a bad Allen pick. And just giving up a field goal and allowing the team to kind of stay in a rhythm. What is nice for them, though, this Thursday, Houston's not a particularly good running team. They're 23rd in the league in yards per game running the ball. They're not a particularly good running team. And then you have Davis Mills back there. That's a positive. And I don't want to look too far ahead, but for me, that's kind of where we're at. We're in the second half of the season. We are starting to look more at the playoffs. And if I'm the Bills, I look at my run defense and go, that is not something we can hide. I talked about this a few weeks ago. What can you live with? What can you hide? They can't hide the run defense. You'd much rather be good at defending the pass. I don't disagree, and I agree with Sal on that. And we'll talk to Sal in about 45 minutes at 11. But the Bills' run defense is so bad that most teams will just key in on it. Because it kind of doesn't matter who the running back is. I think where teams fail is when they get away from it. The Chiefs. Chiefs really never tried to run the ball against the Bills, and it was a disaster. We'll see if Houston's able to. We'll see if Pittsburgh's able to. But I know a team like Baltimore and a team like Indy will try and will probably succeed. And so for me, it comes down to stack wins. Hope that a young Patriots team, maybe punching above its weight class, drops one or two. Get them in Foxborough. And go get the division like you did in 23 when you were arguably in a worse spot, 6-6. Now you're 7-3 looking down the pipe at 8-3 if you can finish out the Texans with a backup quarterback. But boy, I look at the playoff picture right now. It's great that Kansas City's not in there. And it's great that Baltimore right now is not in there. But I don't trust Pittsburgh. And if that's your 4-5 matchup, the NFL will love it. And I will absolutely hate it. 803-0550, the number to call. I'm riding solo today. Derek Kramer off. Zach Jones hanging with you here for this week. It is a short week. Bills are playing the Houston Texans on Thursday. We'll have Sal, as I mentioned, at 11. Primetime performers coming up at 11:30. We had a Sabres game as well last night. And they won 5-1. Good for them. I want to see how the rest of this week goes before I really start giving them praise. But before I forget, Noah Austin, Isak Rosén, when the guys get healthy, when everyone else starts getting healthy, those two better not leave. They better start apartment shopping. The team better help them out because they should be here for the long haul. Austin had two great goals last night again, and Dahlin looks fantastic after coming back from Sweden. Let's go to the phones, though. We're open up for the whole first hour, so if you want to jump in, give your thoughts on the Bills and where they sit. Love to hear from you. But we'll go to the phones now, and Alan is up first today. Alan, good morning. How we doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming game. You know, you said it right. I was shocked yesterday. I looked at the spread, 3.5 points. And I know there was iffy to talk about whether Stroud was going to play or not. That's by 6 p.m., it was 6-point spread. Now, there was some news by Scheffler that Stroud doesn't look ready, but I can't imagine that's going to change it that much. He's an average quarterback. Davis Mills has taken that team the last two wins. Yeah, they blew Jacksonville. And, you know, you talk about the great defense that Houston has. Trevor Lawrence went up and down the field on that team. They just
backed
off in the fourth quarter. I don't get that. They had the game won. And then Texans go to the Titans, and the Titans should have won that game and blew it at the end, and then they tie it and then win it. But I just have a really good feeling. I don't think the Bills are going to take their foot off the gas with this game. They know what's at stake. They went out and proved it against Tampa. And I just wanted to make a couple comments, if I could, real quick about the Tampa game.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. I don't know how it happened, but I'm on Twitter with a lot of Tampa fans. And for some reason, they can't stand Bowles as the coach. They keep going back to the two throws for the 2 points. When Baker threw those balls, he should have ran it. Fourth and two, I think it was at our 40, and they punted. And then in the game with fourth and two with 5 minutes to go, and they punted. They were just ripping them for that. But I think the different, you know, they probably put their trust in their defense, but as a lot of fans said, they couldn't stop Allen, so there was a joke. But I like the way, you know, we're second in the league, I think, against the pass. And the old theory goes, yeah, well, they're running on us all the time. But they have looked really good against the pass. And I don't know if Miko Collins is going to play. He might. He probably will. He'll probably try to give it a go. But they also have a lot of big injuries, and they're not a good run team, the Texans. But I like our chances this week. But I'd just like to mention about that spread, how it jumps so quick. It can't just be Stroud. It has to be the Bills the way they played. And maybe you could talk about that. Take care. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for the call, man. Yeah, where I've got it, it's 5.5 points. It's on the road. It's at Houston, so that's a really good spread for the Bills. I think a lot of it is just, yeah, Stroud's not anticipated to play. It is still Davis Mills. They've done well in the meantime, well, he's been hurt. When Stroud's been hurt, they get the win over Jacksonville. They get the win over Tennessee. You are right to bring up, though, Tennessee probably should win this game. Tennessee is an abysmal football team, and yet Houston only wins that 16-13. Now, in terms of up and down the field, for me, with the Jacksonville one, it is just more that they gave up 26 points in the fourth quarter. Like, that's why Jacksonville loses that game. They're up 29-10 and lose it. Yeah, I don't think that's a very good football team. These last two wins for Houston are not the most impressive things in the world. I think with Buffalo, though, where people are going to get a little nervous is they got up for the big game. They had to win against Tampa. They could not lose. What would that have been? 4 of their last 7? 2 in a row again? You know, an embarrassing effort against Miami? Yeah, I mean, they got up for it. It is also maybe good to mention, I know Sneaky Joe's brought this up too, Bills are still, I think, the favorite in the AFC to represent the conference in the Super Bowl. It points to where the conference is at this point. I mean, Kansas City's 5-5. Andy Reid lost off the bye. I mean, that was a game I was curious in, but I always thought Denver was going to lose that because it's Andy Reid off the bye. And it's an important game, and yet they lost it. I mean, it points to where the conference is as a whole. Baltimore, I'm talking about being worried about them in the playoffs. They're not even in a playoff spot just yet. But I think a lot of that is more due to the fact it's Davis Mills. You know, they didn't look good against Tennessee last week. They arguably didn't even really look good against Jacksonville. And now they get a Buffalo team in here who is just good. The problem is, I think many of us wanted them to be great this year. They, you know, there was a point here not that long ago that we're all sitting here thinking they should have been undefeated going into this game once they got past Baltimore. You know, that's week one. We're all kind of sitting there going, hey, got past the hard one. Now you get Kansas City at home. You play them so well in the regular season. Well, who else is there? It hasn't been the case this year. We'll see what the offense looks like. Keon Coleman was benched this week. I don't anticipate he'll be benched again, namely due to the injuries. We'll see if that changes today, but mainly due to the injuries, I think he'll play. I don't anticipate, though, he'll lead the team in snaps like he has been, because the offense did look very good without him out there. And Tyrell Shavers and Josh Allen look to already have a connection that I think they've been struggling to develop with he and Keon. Is that all Coleman and its fault? Probably not. There's probably a mix there with Allen as well, because we've all seen some of the plays where Keon is open and Allen doesn't look to him. And there were plays on Sunday where Allen has a wide open Khalil Shakir, but instead decides to take the moonshot. It is what it is. I will tell you right now, though, with the way the defense plays, namely against the run, yeah, give me that every day, every game of the week. Problem is, with the team they're playing this week on a short week, Houston, that may not be the way they can go. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones riding solo this week. Sal Capaccio coming up at 11. Get a preview of the Bills. A lengthy injury report from yesterday. I think we're also hearing from Sean McDermott again today. And then primetime performers. It was a great week of sports. We'll have that at 11:30. But your calls ahead. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
That's clearly the area that they have to get figured out. Their run defense, they were able to run the ball wherever they wanted to. That is Tampa Bay and that Buffalo run defense. But I think Buffalo's learning that it's going to be a shootout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network. Busy taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
team. In their three losses this year, they've scored 20 points or less. In all seven of their wins, they've scored 28 or more. Josh Allen, when you've got him at quarterback, he's got to put up the points, because right now that run defense isn't stopping enough to be able to win those lower scoring games. But why not just put up 44 every week?
J.J. Watt there, stunningly, bravely saying defense is for losers, apparently.
Being a defensive player, I mean.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, no.
Takes guts.
Stupid. I mean, giddy up. My thing is with the playoffs in the modern NFL, you lean into your quarterback. You lean into what they can do. Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Jalen Hurts, even Stafford. Like, you lean into those guys. It's wonderful to have a compliment with the defense. I think we're past the days of defense wins championships. I think that's only partially true in the modern NFL because of all the rules and everything that has changed in now the modern NFL. You still need a good defense. You know, it can't be abysmal. And that's where I get so nervous with the run defense. I think that's fine and dandy. I think that's partially right by Watt. But as we mentioned, the Bills are 31st in run defense. That is not sustainable at all. But, and we always talk about luck in the playoffs in the terms of injuries. It also comes down to who you play. If the Bills all of a sudden don't have to play Baltimore, they play Pittsburgh, who can't run the ball either. Okay, bang. That's one pretty good team. Chiefs are out of the playoffs. Great. Don't have to play Patrick Mahomes. And let's say a team like Denver is the team you play in the divisional round. A team that has a maybe lesser than quarterback, low ceiling with Bo Nix. I don't want to say he's lesser than, but low ceiling Bo Nix. And then you get like Daniel Jones in the AFC Championship. I think most people are sitting there going, great, I'll take that ride. I will take that. Pittsburgh, Denver, Indy, let's go. Even with the poorest run defense, you would take that. And then another aspect, and then let's say you win that, you get the Rams in the Super Bowl, rather than the Eagles with Saquon Barkley or the Lions with their two-headed monster in Montgomery and Gibbs. That's partially luck. It's stuff you couldn't control, and yet you got the teams that maybe you match up the best against. But they got to keep stacking wins, and that's where Thursday comes into this. Thursday Night Football is always a bit of a crapshoot. It's always a bit of a nightmare. It's a short week. Teams are just trying to get by, stay healthy, what have you. And for me, look, I loved the defense, and Watt brings it up. Like, just go score 40 points a game, see what you can do. I don't know about that with the Houston Texans. We had a caller last segment, 803-0550. You want to jump on, give your thoughts on Tampa going into this week? Love to hear your thoughts. Yeah. Jacksonville was able to go up and down the field on them, and then they couldn't, and they gave up a lot. Tennessee is more the game that is sort of indicative of, I guess, what Houston is right now with Davis Mills. Their defense is going to stymie other teams, and they're just going to have to put up around 20. They put up 16, they get the win. For me, it is the idea of the long ball that I think is going to go away this week. It's just not. It's probably not the right idea against the Texans. It probably is the quick game. It is getting the ball out to your running backs, which was nice to see this week. Seeing both Johnson and Cook involved in the passing game was really nice to see. Getting the ball out quick to guys like Khalil Shakir, the slant game with Gabe Davis. We saw that very early on. And, of course, leaning into your potential all-pro running back in James Cook. I think those are the ways to go against this Houston Texans team. If they were to score 30 on them, I'm very happy with where the offense is following the disaster class in Miami. I'd be very, very happy with where they're at if they were able to put on 30 on Houston. That's where I'm at. Houston is not a particularly good running team. I think your pass rush should have a good time against Davis Mills. It should be fine. For me, it is much more, does your offense get them into this game? Does your offense keep them in this game? Because that's where the Bills have lost it. They lose that game against New England, not because New England is that much more superior than them. They lose it because they turn the ball over three times, including one basically at their own goal line with the Keon Coleman fumble. That's why they lose that game. And honestly, it's why I thought they were going to lose Sunday. is because when the Bills turn the ball over, boy, they do not do it in a half measure. They go all in. They will have like two or three turnovers. It won't just be a fluke play. It feels like it's contagious and everyone catches it. And so, you know, almost a big part of it for me is I just don't want to give a team with a backup quarterback that is trying to stay alive, do not give them life. And I do hope that because they were able to go to the deep ball this week, that does exactly what we've all been talking about for weeks. It's why many of us, and myself included, wanted Rashid Shaheed. Not necessarily because I thought Shaheed was this transcendent talent that was going to take them to the next stratosphere offensively. It was more due to the fact of Shaheed is fast as hell, a very good deep ball receiver, and he'll freak defenses out. He'll do exactly what Xavier Worthy does for Kansas City, which is not exactly much, but he's going to push the defense back. He's going to drag another defender with him because he is pressing the defense. He is making you nervous about the deep ball. It's what Hardman did, and you saw it on the Hardman pass. Khalil Shakir is wide open. There is no one around him. Allen takes the shot, and in some ways I think that's better in the long term. Sucks in the moment because ultimately doesn't lead to anything. But in the long term, it might be good because now Houston has to go into the film room when they're watching the tape and go, oh, hell, Allen's going deep again. We have to cover that. And that could leave Khalil Shakir 15 yards wide open. No one's around him. He's on his own island. That might be the best thing for them going in the long run, to really get the passing game going as well. Once there's that threat, and there was some success to it. It's a broken play, but ultimately Tyrell Shavers, that's a hit. That works. Curtis Samuel is wide open. That worked. That is going to stress defenses out. And you hit neither the Hardman play or the Samuel play, but it's going to show up on tape, and it's going to be a problem for defenses moving forward. That's why I wanted someone like Shaheed. Jalen Waddle would have been that plus, because then I think you're just hitting those all the time, and he's also your number one, and that'd be great. But that was the big premise of getting someone like Rashid Shaheed, is that he would change how defenses had to defend you. It no longer became just load everyone up front, stop the short stuff, and key in on James Cook, and we'll be just fine. They have no one to stretch the field. Now, and we'll see about Hardman, he does pick up that calf injury, but Shavers was very good in that role. And maybe bring in Elijah Moore. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there's a little bit more there where they can really start to spread out and to stretch out with their offense. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Steve is up next with us. Steve, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm excited to go to my, whatever it's been, fourth or fifth game here in Houston since I moved. And they've never won any of these games in Houston. I think it's been over a decade that I've been down here, and Buffalo hasn't won. So, I mean, if you're going by the eventually they got to beat KC in the playoffs, they eventually right. got to beat Houston down here. It's just a really weird stadium, man. When you go in there, I don't want to say it feels like going to a Buffalo Blizzards game when that was around, but it is just one of those really goofy arena team feeling places, even with the fan experience. So I hope they come in there high energy. And, you know, this Houston team just isn't very good. And they whoop up on them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Steve, you're right, though. It kind of is a bit of a house of horrors, isn't it? I mean, just thinking about it, the Bills do have a struggle, namely in Houston. You go back to the playoff game in 2019. That's in Houston. Bit of a nightmare. We have everything going on there. You have last year, which was one of their worst performances they've had ever with Josh Allen. Yeah, it's been a not great stadium for them to go to at all. We'll see. Maybe that is part of why I'm nervous about it, is that I haven't seen them play well in Houston. I mean, Allen gets hurt his rookie year there. You have the Nathan Peterman game. I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about this too. It's not a good stadium. It's not fun. Steve, I hope for your sake, yeah, that it's better. Because It's weird. You know, that is maybe true of a lot of the AFC South teams. You never really think any of them are that good outside of like the Luck Manning Colts years. But for the most part, the AFC South is garbage, and yet the Bills have had routine struggles against all of those teams. Texans, they lose in the playoffs to them last year, 2018, Allen's rookie year. Then you get Jacksonville. That's always a bit of a tire fire. The playoff game, the Urban Meyer year, London, and then Tennessee. Those games down in Tennessee, especially during the pandemic as well. Yeah, the AFC South. I mean, it may be the Thursday night football division, but it can sometimes be a real bane for the Buffalo Bills. Let's go back to the phones. Thanks for the call, Steve. Tim is up next. Tim, how are we doing?
Hey, thanks, Zach, for having me on. You actually just threw a curveball at me. I didn't really think about it, but yeah, why do we suck against the AFC South, huh?
That's I know. I got no answers.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so sorry you derailed me right there. So one thing, the most thing that was encouraging to me last week is the fact that the Bills for probably once this year, finally made a defense feel like they had to cover the entire length of the field, sideline to sideline. And I obviously the Texans are a much better defense. This is going to be a struggle for the Bills, but just if they can continue to do that down the stretch, it's just going to open up so many more things when you get guys like a Kincaid back. They're utilizing the running backs finally. I just really liked what I saw last week, Josh just playing free and making them cover the entire field, because Todd Bowles is a really good defensive mind, and I liked what I saw last week. Anyways, flip it over to the offensive side of the ball. Again, just Josh playing free. This Texans defense is going to be tough. The game is going to be frustrating at times. As long as we don't give Davis Mills and company any short fields with some weird turnovers, bounces, whatever, I really like our odds this week. And I'd really like to see McDermott just crowd the line of scrimmage, make things complicated pre-snap for Davis Mills, and ultimately load the box and force him to beat us with his arm. I just want to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. That's how I want them to play everybody now, is force them to throw the ball. Get on them early and force them to get uncomfortable. Mills is kind of the perfect template for that, because he's a backup. He's not even the main starter, so the Texans are likely going to want to simplify at least enough for him to run the offense like normal. If you can get after him early, though, if he has to have a Jacoby Brissett game from this weekend, that's not good. If he's throwing 60 passes and he's completing 47 of them, the Bills win. I mean, look, it's nice for Jacoby Brissett. He had over 400 yards. They got blown out by San Francisco. It looks nice until you see the scoreboard. That's what I'd love to see, because the Bills' passing defense does seem to be their positive. It doesn't just seem to be because everyone's running on you, that's why they're actually that high up. No, it seems like it is becoming a real strength of this team. The problem is, and I know some people hate this, complementary football, the running defense is not giving you any reprieve. If a team can run on you, it is ridiculous to pass on the Bills, because you can just run for three downs and easily get a first down. But when a team is forced to pass, Emeka Buka is handled by the Bills. Cole Bishop gets another interception. Max Harrison, you don't hear his name. And yet he plays about 50% of the snaps on defense against Tampa. They're starting to really find a strength on defense. The problem is that the other side of the defense is abysmal. Some of that is due to injuries, and they can't really control that. You know, the fact that Ed, he's played three games and maybe his best season. Michael Hoyt, who they're bringing in and thinking, that's the guy to change the game for us. And he does. And he does. And you get seven quarters. You get almost no time with him. He's the summer fling. I mean, that's what Michael Hoyt was. You're going to remember them forever. Even when you're married and you're happily in love, there's going to be one day in the summer you're going to remember him. That's Michael Hoyt for you. You got seven quarters, and they changed your life forever. The only positive is you're getting them back next year. And then Shaq Thompson, who when he came in, especially in the Atlanta game, the second half of that Atlanta game, you saw how much better it got. And then Carolina, and then Kansas City. But the injuries kept mounting. They kept losing a key player on defense for a lengthy period of time or just the full season. It's not fair. It is what it is. But they've got to figure out the run defense. And a lot of it just seems to be guys just biting too much. Joey Bosa specifically is brutal at setting the edge. That man bites on everything. I love him as a pass rusher. And with the help in the secondary, you've been able to see him at times really feast. But boy, him in run defense is tough. Even Deion Walker, who I've really enjoyed this year, is a boom or bust player right now. He's a rookie. It makes sense. But he's boom or bust. And some of the busts, oh boy, do you see. Some of the booms, though, it's the same thing. They're going to have to learn to live with this. And I think the easiest way to live with it is effectively to hide it by pushing a team to get away from the run or to not be able to sit with it as long as they want to. Get on a team early. Get after them early. And part of that can be this weekend. It helps the Texans aren't a very good run team. But if you can get on them early and force Davis Mills to throw, he's not going toe-to-toe with Josh Allen. I don't care that the Houston Texans are at home. I don't care that that game is in Houston. Bills just got to be smart, not turn the ball over. And if you're telling me right now you'll take Davis Mills over Josh Allen, you're out of your gourd. Just flat out. The test then comes Philadelphia later in the year. New England again with Travion Henderson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And maybe the playoffs with teams like Baltimore or Indianapolis. That's where the real test comes. And we won't get that for a little while. But they've also got to handle their business against Houston, get to 8-3, and have a nice weekend off. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio joining the show at 11. We've also got primetime players coming up at 11:30. Zach Jones hanging with you here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. This is WGR. Wrapping up hour number one here on a Tuesday. Zach Jones riding solo today. You are listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, which is, of course, as always, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Sabres played last night. 5-1 win over the Edmonton Oilers. A very, very good win for them. They looked in control for at least the portions I was able to see. I also was jumping back to the Monday Night Football game as well, Dallas and the Raiders, which was a horrible mistake by me. The Raiders are unwatchable football. Dallas is fun, though. But the Sabres, good for them. And now you get Calgary, the worst team in hockey, in your barn on Wednesday. Keep stacking them. Keep stacking them. The East refuses to separate itself. You're near the bottom of the Eastern Conference, but you're also only 4 points out of a wild card spot. Keep stacking wins. It's great news that Zucker might be playing this weekend. Josh Norris is ahead of schedule, or at least on a good schedule. I know he practiced yesterday in a non-contact jersey. I don't want to say he's ahead of schedule, but he's at least on his way back. Yuri Kulik, we'll see about what's going on with him, with the blood clots. But I mentioned at the start of last segment, even those guys get back, cool. You have a problem, though. It's a great problem to have, but you got a problem. Isak Rosén and Noah Austin cannot get taken down to Rochester. They can't. They are both playing so, so well. Austin, in particular, last night was very impressive. He had a power play goal to get the scoring open right in front of the net. Nice, nifty move. 1-0. And then he had a goal later on, basically from the faceoff circle, just fires it in. It looked great. And those young guys have been awesome. And that's been a key part for the Sabres over the last few years is having those flashes of young talent emerging. We just haven't seen it all come together. But maybe it's going to help them if there's also that run of veterans coming in. Norris at center. I think you also got to keep Tage Thompson at center and maybe get two quality lines going after teams. And then get good goaltending. Colton Ellis last night was fantastic. And he's been very good the last few games, and they're getting good goaltending. It's not every night. You know, you get Lyon pulled a few days ago. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen had a great game in the ultimately the shootout win, but he's been pretty poor all year. Now you get Colton Ellis. I ain't dropping him. I'm not letting anyone else pick him up on waivers. He's been awesome. Stay interesting. It's all I can really say right now, especially with everything that happened, you know, both off the ice and then kind of on it with the injuries, but off the ice stuff with Dahlin and Yuri Kulik and even Jason Zucker. Those aren't injuries. That's major health scares. Stay interesting. Stay competitive. Stay around everybody so that when you get healthy, you can maybe go on a run here. Keep even just the morale internally at a high level. And maybe Kevin Adams makes a move. I'm not going to hold my breath on it. They were kind of floundering and nothing really happened. But stay interesting. Stay competitive. Don't let us all give up on the season by Thanksgiving. And they can do a really nice job this week with Calgary on Wednesday, Chicago on Friday, and then Carolina here on Sunday. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get more on the Bills and the Texans. We're on a short week, so no off day today for the Bills and our man Sal Capaccio. He will join me next. Stay tuned. That's coming up. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.